3 on the text, put Solon as the first word. Now, the founder of a Hampshire-based charity, which provides supported housing for people living with mental health illness, is donning her hiking boots to walk 70 miles of the Isle of Wight coastal path. Louise Hallett from Lymington is doing the 8-day walk to raise money for Hammersley Homes. It's a charity she founded in 2018. Hello, Louise.
Hello, Pat. Very nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
It's really nice to talk to you. And out of interest, I don't know if you just heard the following discussion about using iPhones and things with hearing difficulties. I was saying a friend of mine who's registered blind actually uses it. But you're using a cochlear implant as we speak. Is that right?
Well, I have a cochlear implant because I'm very deaf and my iPhone streams into my implant. Which makes it difficult for me to listen to the radio, actually, because it's so intermittent and comes in and out on my phone, and I can't hear it properly on any other.
But it's interesting that, just to add to a conversation we just had about how technology can be used to give differently able people better use of it and make life more enhancing. So this is the cochlear implant, and the phone is brilliant for you, then.
Well, it is. It's life-changing, actually.
Well, look, and it's your lifeline as well when you start this big walk for Hammersley Homes. Well, tell us about Hammersley Homes and why it started, Louise.
Well, I started it 2 years ago, and I have, for a very long time, had a passion for wanting to make life easier for people who suffer from long-term mental illnesses. And there's been a lot of focus over recent years on mental well-being, and that's all absolutely necessary and needed, and it's great that it's being highlighted. But mental illness is a different thing. It's something that people live with long-term, and loneliness and chaos and difficulty making friends is very much part of it. And I think as this whole vulnerable group gets very much left behind. I mean, people with enduring physical illnesses like Parkinson's disease and motor neurons disease don't get left behind in the same way that people with enduring mental illnesses do.
So you've decided, as well as starting the charity, to do some of the fundraising as well. Why the Isle of Wight, Louise, other than the fact it's lovely, of course, and has got some terrific coastline to enjoy when you're there?
Well, I suppose because it's local and it's reachable, and we're all desperate to find ways to get out and about.
Yeah, that's true.
And I just thought it's doable, 70 miles, I hope. I mean, I'm walking more and more every day, hoping that I'm going to be able to manage it. I'm not young anymore, but I hope that 70 miles in 8 days is doable. And it's really there are three things that we're working on with our project. One is raising awareness of the issues, one is raising the profile of the charity, and one is raising funds. And I'm hoping by doing this walk, I'm going to be able to do a bit of all three.
How long is it going to take you to do the 70 miles, do you think?
I've planned it for 8 days walking, so it should be doable.
And what's the maximum you've walked so far, Louise? Because you said you've been in training. You're starting this on Monday. What's the most you've walked so far in one go?
So far, I'm only up to 6 miles, but I could go on walking. I have a very, very old and slow dog who rather slows me down. But I don't like walking without him. I will do the Isle of Wight walk without him because he won't be able to manage it. But I need to start walking longer and without him, I think.
Well, look, I know you can have a look at the page for giving, totalgiving.co.uk/Isle of Wight Coast Path 2021. You've set a target of £10,000, and we wish you all the best getting to it. Louise, can you come back on and let us know how it goes, perhaps as the walk continues?
Thank you very much. Of course, I'd absolutely love to. Thank you very much indeed.
And good luck. Double socks it's going to be, isn't it, as well, I'm sure?
Well, it's not till July. I have time to get fitter.
Oh, that's another benefit. That's Louise Hallett from Lymington doing 70 miles around the Isle of Wight coast. And jolly good luck to her. The news at 12 is on the way.